Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamitzia Daf Yud Ches. We're going to pick up on the second line of Daf Yud Ches Amralf Ve'elam Yidatani. I realize that the people in the room already got to the Mishnah, but Chazara never killed anybody. So today what we're going to discuss is the following. We were in the middle of a discussion where we're searching for a source that an almana min ha'erisin gets a ksuba. The Gemara had made such an assumption that if a woman's husband dies before they ever had nisuin, when she only had erisin, that she still receives a ksuba. So the Gemara is trying to figure out where we know that from. The Gemara ultimately is going to fail to find such a source. We're not going to be able to find such a source, and that's going to bring the Gemara to come up with another proof that Hatoi Nachar Maisa Beis Din Lo Amar Klum, which is the broader sugya that we were in the middle of, which is that if there's a takana of Beis Din that someone is supposed to pay a certain amount, then they're not believed to say it's already paid. They're going to always have to pay that amount, whether they have a shtar that they're able to produce or not. Then Be'ez Hashem in the Mishnah, just forecasting what we're saying to what we're going to learn today, the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about returning a variety of shtaros, which is what this whole series of Mishnais is about. If you find this kind of shtar, that kind of shtar, you return it to one party, the other party, neither party. So the Mishnah is going to discuss a number of other shtaros. The Gemara is going to discuss whether we're choshesh that if you find a get with a man's name on it and a woman's name on it, do you have to be choshesh that it doesn't belong to the man and woman, the couple that you know that has that name? Because maybe there's another couple somewhere else that has the same name, and maybe that's who the get actually belongs to. And the issues that go into making that decision are whether it was zman meruba, is this an old document? Second, is it shayaros mitzuyos? Is travel restricted from one area to the other, or is there free travel from one area to the other? And third, do we know of another couple that has the same names? Is it Huchzak Shnei Yosef and Shimon? I don't know why we always choose the name Yosef and Shimon, but that's the name we always choose as the example. Do we know that there's another couple? So there are going to be two ways of asking a stira about that very issue. Rabba's going to ask a stira between two Mishnayis about a get that's found after Zman Meruba and whether you return it or not. And Rabbi Zeira is going to ask a stira not between two Mishnayis, but between a Mishnah and a Braisa about a get that you find at some point in time and whether you have to be choshesh that maybe it belongs to a different couple. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is that Rabba is unhappy asking Rabbi Zeira's question and why it is that Rabbi Zeira is unhappy asking Rabba's question. Then the Gemara is going to give two additional resolutions to that stira in Mishnayos, whether you return a get that's found after Zman Meruba, and that will bring us, Be'ezras Hashem, to the end of the daf. So let's begin. We are holding at the... today's shir should be Li'il Nishmas. Remind me of the name.
Chaim David ben Yehuda.
Howard Geller. Chaim David ben Yehuda Leib is on his 10th yard site in the Shemesh Shavan Aliyah.
And Rufu Shlema for Rachelaya Basbela.
And Rufu Shlema for Rachelaya Basbela. She should have Rufu Shlema Isoch Shar Chole Yisrael. Okay, so we're going to pick up the Elamid Detani on the second line of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. A little, and again, the Elamid Detani is picking up with trying to find where do we ever see a source that if a woman's husband dies before they ever had Nisuin, but after they had Erisin, that she's going to receive the Ksuba. So the a little bit of background. Typically, once a couple has Erisin, once a woman dies, the husband has certain dinim that obligate him toward his wife, certain dinim that connect him toward his now deceased wife. One din is there's a din of aninus that anyone who dies, the seven relatives about who you be misabel on, you would have aninus on as well. Aninus, when we talk about aninus on a daraisa level, it's not the way we typically refer to aninus. When we talk about aninus, you know, among us, the common language that we use is what the Gemara refers to, what the Mishnayos refer to as meso muta lefanav. That's not what the Mishnayos refer to as aninus. Meso muta lefanav means the time between death and burial. That's one set of halachos. Aninus is really something else. Aninus, from a Mishnah perspective, does not mean that. It means the day of death, both before burial after burial, there are dinim about the day of death. That on the day of death, you're not allowed to eat maaser sheni. There are certain restrictions about the day, and kachim, there are certain restrictions about the day of death. So there's that halacha about not eating kachim the entire day of the death of one of the Zion Krovim. There's another halacha of tumah, that if someone is a Kohen, even though a Kohen is not allowed to be metame lemesim, he's allowed to be metame to his Krovim. And the pasuk says, when it lists the Krovim, ki im l'she'ero ha'karove lav, and then it says, limo, laviv, livno, levito, lachiv. So who is this she'ero ha'karove lav? That is one's wife. So we learn that even though a Kohen is not allowed to be metame to a mesim, he's allowed to be metame to his wife. And a third din that applies after a wife dies is a din of Yerusha, that a husband gets the Yerusha of his wife. And the Chacham darshin that from the Pasuk, v'im'ein achim laviv v'nesatem es nachlasol l'she'ero hakarov elav, mimishpachtov yarashosah. So again, that phrase, l'she'ero hakarov elav. So she'ero is a reference to one's wife. So now, with that background, says the Gemara, the Elami Tatani, Rabbi Chiya Barami, based on what Rabbi Chiya Barami taught, that ishto arusa, that if a man's arusa wife, meaning someone that he did not yet have nisuin with, but they already had kiddushin, they already had erusin, and she dies, lo onain, he does not become an onain on his arusa, v'lo mitamila, and if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to become tame to her, v'chein he, and in the reverse, if he drops dead, lo onenes, she does not become an onain to him, v'lo mitamala, and she does not become tame to him either, even though the seven krovim normally you would be onen and you would be metame to. Mesa eno yorsha, and if she dies, the arus is not, if the arusa dies, the arus does not yarshin her. Meshu, if the arus dies, Kovuksubasa. The arusa does collect her ksuba. Bottom line is, what the whole reason we quoted that price is for that, those last two words, that kovuksubasa, that if a woman, that if a woman's husband dies after they had erusin, before they had nisuin, she is entitled to a ksuba. So we see from there that an arusa is entitled to a ksuba. Yeah, that's why we quoted this, just for those last two words, but there's something that cannot be ignored in this price, and that is one of the things we said, is that lo mitam'a lo, that she cannot become tameh to him. Well, the halacha is that a kohen is not allowed to become tameh to a dead body, and except for the Zayin Krovim. And I understand that Arusa is not one of the Zayin Krovim, but a female kohenes is absolutely permitted to become tameh to anybody. A wife of a kohen, a daughter of a kohen, is allowed to go to the cemetery. She's allowed to go to a funeral. So what is this about lo mitam alo? She doesn't become tameh to him. What does that mean, lo mitam alo? So the way the Rishonim understand is that she has no requirement to become tameh to him. Normally, it's an obligation of a family member to do what they can to help out in the funeral and to show up to the funeral. But she is not mitzuva. She is not obligated to be metame to him. Rashi Maseches Yevamah says a little differently. Rashi says, sometimes the Mishnayos and the Brises are written in a way that just that parallels things. So even though in Achinami, this din of her to him is not the same as the din of him to her, but we just say for symmetry, we just say lo mitam alo. Rashi in Yevamah also says that it could be that it's referring to Shas HaRegel, meaning there is an actual time where even the Yisrael is not supposed to become tameh. The halach is chayiv adam letayer atzmo biregel, that a person is supposed to be metayer themselves in advance of the Yom Tovim, so that we can go to Yerushalayim and partake of the karbanos properly. So during those periods of time, one should not become tameh. So perhaps, says Rashi Maseches Yevamos, lo mitama lo means even though she has no isser of tumas kohanim, but she cannot become tameh to him because it's shas haregel. In fact, there is a machlokas Rambam and Ravid whether a woman in general is chayeves to be metameh to her husband. If a woman's husband dies, is she obligated to be metameh to him? The Rambam in Hilchas Evel in the second parak says she has no chiyuv whatsoever to be metameh the Baila, whereas the Ravid disagrees, and he says, you see it right here in the Gemara, that it's Dafka and Arusa we say, lo mitamalo, that she's not obligated. The implication is that when there's a real Nisuin, of course there's an obligation to be mitame. So again, that was all side point. The main point of why we brought this Braisa is because we say that the Arusa collects a Ksuba. So you see that an Arusa does in fact have a Ksuba. So says the Gemara, nah, Dilma de Kasavla. Maybe that's talking about a case where the guy, out of the goodness of his heart, wrote her a ksuba, even though she was only in Arusa. But maybe in a chanami, in Arusa doesn't typically get a ksuba. This guy was so head over heels in love with his wife, he decided that he was going to give her a ksuba before the nisuin. The chitema, and maybe you're going to say, the kasav lamayla memra, well, if he wrote her a ksuba, of course she collects a ksuba. I could write any of you a document that says that I owe you money, and you'll happily take it, and then I'll be obligated to give you money. Meaning if there's a schaivas midas, and I write a shtar, then I say that I owe you money, of course he owes the money. So what's the chiddush that if he wrote her a ksuba? So it says Gemara, mesa in yarsha it's shrichalei. No, the chiddush is that the arus doesn't yarshin her when she dies. That's the whole chiddush. Meaning ein chinami, there is no chiddush in the line that says that she collects her ksuba, because she would only collect a ksuba if he decided out of the goodness of his heart to give her a ksuba. Bottom line is, we tried to bring a raya that an arusa is automatically entitled to a ksuba, and we failed. We have no raya that an arusa is automatically entitled to a ksuba, which causes Abaye a certain problem, because once we don't have a raya that an arusa is, that there's a takanas chachamim, that an arusa gets a ksuba, so what we said on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that Abaye had changed his mind between, Abaye had said, a little bit of background over here, if you don't remember yesterday's daf, the Gemara had said on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that Rabbi Yochanan says, even already starting the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Hatoin Achar Maisa Beis Din Lo Amar Klum, that once something is a Maisa Beis Din, you're automatically obligated to pay. And the Gemara had said that Rabbi Chiya Barabba said to Rabbi Yochanan, I found that halach in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that you could collect a ksuba even if you don't have an actual document of a ksuba, even though you only have a get. A woman is able to collect Ksuba. Isn't that saying the exact same thing that Atoyin Achar Maisa Beis Din Lo Amar Klum? So Abaye had commented, no, that Mishnah has nothing to do with Atoyin Achar Maisa Beis Din Lo Amar Klum, because that Mishnah is talking about a case, a place where they don't write a ksuba. So when they don't write a ksuba, so then she can use a get for collecting her ksuba. But in a place where they write, where the minhag is to write a ksuba, she absolutely must produce the actual document. So that was Abaye's rejection. And then Abaye said, no, but I back out on my rejection, because how can I say that they don't write a ksuba that there's a place that they don't write a ksuba? If they don't write a ksuba, then an arusa would never be able to collect. So, but the Gemara just proved, okay, so what? That an arusa will never be able to collect. An arusa is not entitled to a ksuba anyway. So the Gemara is going back to that conversation. Ela Abaye miguf demasnis and kahadarbe. Abaye who retracted his chilik between a place that writes a ksuba and a place that doesn't write a ksuba retracted that chilik based on what the Mishnah itself says. The Mishnah itself says that if a woman takes a get and she has no ksuba, she only has a get to prove that she's been divorced, she's able to collect her ksuba. The isal kadaitach. Because if you're going to assume that Mishnah is talking about b'makom she'ein kol from ksuba askinan, then we're talking about a place where they don't write a ksuba, and the reason the husband can't claim that he paid it is not because ain't on an achar maisa beis din, it's because the get hainu ksubasa, the get itself that you use to get divorced, is the shtar ksuba. So says Gemara, what do you mean it is the shtar ksuba? Atu get mana masayim ksiv bay. You ever see a get? It doesn't say anything about 100 or 200 for an almana, 200 for a basil, nothing like that. It just says we're divorced. So how is a get to ksuba? V'chi tema. And if you're going to say that maybe we could answer this, kivan de takinu rabbanon the mikvala command the ksiv bay dami, that enochinami, it doesn't say the words that he owes her 100 or 200, but since the chammar misakein, that every woman that gets divorced is entitled to a ksuba, so the get is the equivalent of carrying a document that says she's owed a ksuba. Well, litan v'lema parati. Well, why can't the husband say, look, I gave the get, but I already paid up the ksuba? What would be wrong with him? Why wouldn't we believe him if he says he already paid up? V'chi tema, maybe you're going to say, darminan le I parata yibayilach l'mikra'e. Maybe you'll say, well, we'll turn right back to him and we'll say, you paid it? Well, then you should have torn up the get, because now she has the get that proves that she's been divorced and therefore she's owed the ksuba money. So you you should have torn up the get. You shouldn't have left that in her hands. So Amalan, he'll be able to respond right back to us. Lo shavatan, she wouldn't let me. Amra, because she said, but Inalin's, even after the divorce, she's still bossing him around. Right? Amra, she said to me, Binalin Subabay, I need this get in order to be able to get remarried. I can't, I'm going to go and everyone's going to say, well, weren't you married to so-and-so? And I'll say, oh, no, no, we got divorced. And the Masada Kiddushin for my next wedding is going to say, prove it. I need to see that you're divorced. I can't marry someone responsibly. It's one of the questions we always ask. When the Masada Kiddushin, have either of you ever been married? Is there a gayrus in the family I need to know about? Do you have the proof of the gayrus? You know, things of that nature. You need to be able to verify the yichus before you officiate at a wedding. So she said, no one's going to allow me to get married if I don't have, the get. V'chi tema, maybe you're going to say, we could still prove from the fact that the get is in her hand, that the ksuba has not been paid up yet, and the husband cannot claim that we didn't rip up the get because she needs it, because amrinan lei, we could tell the husband, you still should have torn it up. Ibaylach lemikra'e, you could have torn up the get, and then umichta vagabei, and written on the torn get. Tearing it up doesn't mean tearing it to 1,000 pieces, putting it in a shredder, and throwing it in the ocean or something. Tearing it up means you do a special kind of tear where they fold it over and they tear it in a corner where you see that it's meant to be passed in a certain way. And then you still have it. You still have the document, but it has a tear that's clearly not accidental, that was made on the get. And we do this all the time, that we have this special kind of tear. So we would say, you should have done that, and yibaylach l'mikre, umichta v'gabay, and then to write on it, Gita denan dekranuhu, this get that we tore up, lo mishum de gita psuluhu, it's not because it's possible, el kiechit lo tzikibir zmana achriti, the tear is meant to reflect that the ksuba has already been paid and that she should not be able to collect with that ksuba another time. So says the Gemara, no, that's not a good taina to tell the fellow, because atu called the magvi beidina magvi, to do that kind of thing, of tearing it in a special place and writing on it, you need a beizdin to do that. Not every time a woman collects her ksuba is there a beizdin involved. They get divorced. The woman says, I'd like my ksuba money. He writes her a check. I don't know if anyone writes checks anymore. He sells her the money, and that's it. And the money is paid, and the ksuba is already paid. Beis din doesn't necessarily have to be involved. So who's going to be there to tear up the get? And therefore, the woman would not allow him to just tear up the get. So we have a no raya from the get itself that the ksuba has not yet been paid, and therefore, how could the woman collect the ksuba with the get? Shabiyada, the husband should be able to say, I already paid it up. So why does the Mishnah say that the husband is allowed, that the woman is allowed to collect the ksuba with the get shabiyada? It must be because einachar ma'isa beizdin klum, that when dealing with the ma'isa beizdin, we don't believe a husband to say parati. So all of this goes back to that top line of daf yud zayin and beiz, that einachar ma'isa beizdin lo amar. That since ksuba is a ma'isa beizdin, a husband is not believed to say parati, and that is the final maskana. Okay, so now we move on to the next mission, which is the Mishnah.
How does he cure that? How does he cure that issue?
How does he's got to get a shovar, probably.
Bring edim that he paid.
Either edim or get a shovar, get a receipt that says that it's paid up. Yeah, he's going to have to, meaning, right, einachar ma'isa beizdin lo amar klum means he's not believed on his own, but obviously edim are believed above all else, above any other form of evidence. Okay, so now new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, again, we're continuing the series of Mishnahs of finding shtaros, finding a variety of shtaros. So matzakite nashim shichurei avadim, if a person finds a get, or he finds a shtar shichur of an eved, or daitiki, he finds daitiki is a tzava of a shchiv merah, someone who's dying, and he writes that he wants certain properties, possessions of his, to go to particular people, matana, or shtar matana is just that version for a healthy person who just stops. Is giving gifts, vishovrin, or he finds a receipt that a malva writes to the lova as a raya that the chov has already been paid up. So in all those things, hareza lo yachsir, you do not return the shtar, not to the one who wrote the shtar, nor to the one who the shtar was written for. Someone who finds a get cannot return it to the husband, nor to the wife. He cannot return a shtar shichra to the eved, so the eved will have proof that he's been freed. He cannot return a shtar matana of a shchiv mera or of a healthy person to the recipient of that matana. He cannot return the receipt, the shover, to the lova, nor to the malva. Why not? Shani omer, ksuvim lo even nimachol en shal litnan. The fact that such a document is lost is an indication that probably it wasn't watched after carefully, because probably it never really happened. The transaction that's reflected in the document probably never really happened, or at least we have to be choshesh, never really happened. We're choshesh that they wrote this document and then they didn't follow through on it. So the Gemara says, well, so wait a second.
Should he destroy it then? Because
what's that?
Should he destroy it? Because if someone else could find it later.
Yeah, you wait for further evidence, I think. So probably he holds on to it. Yeah.
Did anything have to do with just because it took a lot of effort to write things in those days? You know, like today, you've been being right.
The Gemara talks about the Pshiti de Safri, that they would have to pay the sofer, right. To write these things. Still pay lawyers to write documents and to write, and certainly when you write Gittin, it's a specialty. Not every rabbi knows how to write a get. This rabbi doesn't. So it's still not a simple thing to do. So says the Gemara, Taima dinimlach shalolitnan. Sounds like the reason that we don't return the get to the woman is because we're concerned that maybe they never actually got divorced. But ha'amar tnu, but if the husband says, give it to her, give the get to my wife, then no sin, then we would follow his instructions, and we would trust that the get that we found, in fact, belonged to this husband, and therefore we can follow his instructions and give this get to his wife. Even if it was way after the date that's reflected in that get, the date in that get may have been from 3 years ago. If the husband says give it, we give it, and we're not choshesh that maybe this is a get written for a different couple that happens to have the same name as this couple, the same names as this couple. No, we're not choshesh for that. It sounds like even l'zman meruba, if the husband were to admit that this should go to his wife, then we'd give it to his wife. Rashi makes it sound like when he says ha'amar tenu, that if the husband says give it, it means Rashi writes achshav, which sounds like he's saying that the husband's saying, you're right, I hadn't divorced my wife, but I had wanted to, and I just lost the get, but I'm glad you found it. Now you'll be my shaliach to give it to my wife. So that not give it to her because we already got divorced. Give it to her so that we may be divorced, right? Give it to her so that we'll get divorced right now. Tosfos on Amud Beis says that no, Bizman Shabal Moda sounds like he's Moda to her Taina that she's already been divorced, meaning that we used this get already. We already got divorced. She must have dropped it after we got divorced. She's constantly losing everything, and he goes on this whole tirade of complaints against her, right? So she lost this too. She dropped it. So that's how Tosfos understands. Ha'amar Tenu, not to give it to her as a divorce right now, where you would need Eidim Mesira, but just give it back to her, because we've already been divorced. But either way, the raya is the same, that we're not concerned that this get actually belongs to a different couple, that if the husband says to give it, we do give it. So ask the Gemara a stira. Now, as I mentioned before, the Gemara is going to ask the stira in two different ways. First, we're going to have Rabba's presentation, which is a stira between this Mishnah, the implication of this Mishnah, and another Mishnah that appears in Maseches Gittin. Rabbi Zeira is going to ask a similar stira, but it's going to be between the Mishnah Maseches Gittin and a Braisa, not the Mishnah Maseches Gittin and this Mishnah. So first we have Rabbi's presentation of the stira. Ureminu, I'll ask you a stira. Maybe get vavarei menu of a shliach brings a get and he loses it, and then we find it. So Mitzol, the altar, if he finds it right away, immediately kosher. So then you could assume it's the same get that was just lost. You lost it 2 seconds ago, you pick it up, you find it. So you could assume it's the same one, and you could use it to be megarish with. But in lav, pasul, if you don't find it li'alter, you only find it la'achazman, then you're not allowed to use it. Why not? Apparently, because I'm worried that maybe there was another couple that have the same names as this couple, and the get that I'm finding 3 years later is not the same get that was lost, so it wasn't written l'shem this isha, and therefore cannot be used for this divorce. So that's the stira. So Amar Rabba lo kasha. Rabba answers, it's not a problem. Kad b'makom sha'ashayoros mitzuyos. In the Maseches Gittin, the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a lot of travel from one city to the next, and therefore there's more reason to believe that there was another couple that had the same names that dropped this get, because this is Grand Central Station and people are traveling from all over the place. You know, it's, I guess I'm in Chicago now, it's O'Hare Airport, people are traveling, there's Sunday morning, I couldn't believe how crowded the airport, people are always traveling, moving around all over the place, and whereas our Mishnah is talking about a case that a place that that there's not so much travel from one place to another. So if we found a get that has the name of this man and this woman, it must be that it's their get, and therefore we're allowed to return it. And then the Gemara adds, even though Rabbah is mechalik between a case of Shayoros Metzuyos and a case of non-Shayoros Metzuyos, we can make a further chilik. Va'afilu b'mekom Shayoros Metzuyos, even in a place where travel is very common, and we say that you cannot use this get because it may belong to someone else. That's only if we know of two people named Yosef and Shimon in this city that's mentioned in the get. That we know that there are two people that have this same name, and their wives have the same name as well, and therefore we have to be choshesh that this get had belonged to the other couple. Why don't we just go to the other couple and ask them, how's your shalom bayis? Is everything okay? You ever, maybe they don't want to end it. Maybe they're, he was having a rough day one day, and he said, that's it, I'm going to so forget, and he's going to write me a get. So maybe they dropped it from that couple. But if you don't have a chazaka in that city that there are two people that have the same name, then you don't have to worry, even if it's Shayoros Metzuyos, you don't have to worry about the travel. Now, when we say bi'ir achas, it means in the city that is identified in the get, because you always identify the city in the get. So in the Sefer Torah's Gittin, he raises the question, on the get they write the name of what city? The city where the get is being given, not the name of the city where everybody hails from, right? Meaning there are a lot of people that want to get divorced, but they have to travel to get divorced because there's no rabbi who's qualified to do a get in those cities. Rav Natan Greenblatt's not around anymore. He would travel everywhere. He would go to every little, two-bit town in the middle of nowhere to be able to secure a get. But there aren't so many people like that, so sometimes people have to travel to give a get. So just because I don't know of another person by the same name in the city identified in the get, well, the city identified in the get is just where we happen to have written the get. There may be someone else in a different city. So Taurus Kitten says, yeah, but we don't have to be choshish for that. Meaning we can assume that probably the place people get divorced is probably where they live. So therefore, if only if you have all these things working in your favor, that it's Shayoros Metzuyos, travel is common, and we know that there's another Yosef and Shimon in the same city, then I have to be choshish, and it's Zman Merubah, it's been a while, then I have to be choshish that this get might belong to somebody else. Absent any of those factors, I don't have to be choshesh that this get belongs to someone else. If you're not going to make this chilek between huchsak shnei Yosef ben Shimon and not huchsak shnei Yosef ben Shimon, kasha d'rabba ad'rabba, we would otherwise have a stira within the shita of Rabba. Because there was a get that was found in the Beis Din of Rav Huna, and it was brought to the Beis Din to be Mekayim the Get, Dava Kasabei, and it was written in the Get, Bishviri Masa Da'al Rachis Nahara, the town of Shvira, Masa just is like a catch-all terminology to describe a city, a town, a state, or whatever. So Masa is just a place, Bishviri Masa, in the place of Masa Da'al Rachis Nahara, on the riverbank of Rachis, the Rachis River, Va'am Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said that even though in Shviri they didn't have a chazaka of another person with that same name in that same place, Cheshina L'shnei Shviri, we have to be choshesh that there's another city called Shviri that we don't know about, and in that city there are two people that have the same name, and the get that we find over here maybe was written by that person, and therefore we cannot return it. V'amle Rav Chista L'Rabba, and Rav Chista, who was a Talmud Rav Huna, said to Rabba, who was also a Talmud Rav Huna, you know, Rav Huna was such a chashash that there's another city with same people, same name. Rav Huna's going to be worried about this. So Rav Chista, Talmud of Rav Huna, turns to Rabba, another Talmud of Rav Huna, he says, Poka Yenba, look into this din a little bit. We need to be ma'ayin in this. Delor to Baiminach Rav Huna, because in the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask us, what did you think about that psak earlier today, that I'm choshesh that this get belongs to someone else? So Nafak Dak V'Ashkach, so Rabba went out and he looked into it. He worked hard on finding a raya, and he found it's not, that there's a Mishnah that we're going to have, that Kol Maisa Bezdin, Harei Zeyachzir, that any star that based on his Mekayim, if you lose it, you could return it to the person who it was written for. So since they're Mekayim and Basin, you don't have to worry that maybe it was not, they decided not to use it. So you see that we're not Choshesh, that maybe it belongs to someone else from another city that has the same name. against Rav Huna. Rav Huna was choshesh, but I found the Mishnah says, Rabbah, that we are not choshesh for such things. Well, wait a second. Va'beidina de Rav Huna, Rav Huna's Beis Din was a well-traveled place. It was a very chosh of a Beis Din. People were coming from all over the place in order to have a Din Torah in front of Rav Huna's Beis Din. And yet, v'kapashit Rabbah de Yachzir. And Rabbah still says, I'm not worried that it belongs to somebody else. Well, wait a second. It was Man Merubah. It's Makom Shasheros Mitzios. So why isn't Rabbah concerned that maybe it belongs to someone else? Ooh, because it's missing that third qualification. We said you need Zman Merubah, you need Shasheros Mitzios, and you need Huchsak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. This proves that Rabbah Alma Huchsak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon in Ilolo, that only when it's Huchsak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, only then will Rabbah say that you should not return the get because you have to be concerned that maybe it belongs to the other Yosef Ben Shimon. But if it's not Huchsak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, then you may return the get. So now the Gemara brings that Rabbah actually followed through and paskind like he had said. Avad Rabbah Uvda, there's a question in the Girsa of over here. Some have the girsa about who gita di ishtakach, and others take away that girsa. The marshal takes away those words, bahu gita di ishtakach. Let's read it first with it. That Rabbah paskin the case lahalacha of a get that was found beikitana in the Pumbedisa, by the place where they produce flax in Pumbedisa, kishmate, like his shita, that you don't have to worry about two Yosef and Shimons unless you know that there are two Yosef and Shimons in that place, and you know that there are Shayaros Mitzvah. And it's been a Zman Merubah since you lost it. So therefore, Rabbah paskind that since you didn't have all those qualifications, you can return this get. So the Gemara brings two Lashonos where exactly this get was found and which qualification it was missing. Say, Ikeda Amri, Heichad Mizabni Kitana. Some say it was the place where it was the marketplace of selling flax, Vuhu Shalo Husu, which means it was a place that was very commonly traversed. So it was Shayaros Mitzios, but they were what the qualification. They were missing was Hulsak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, that they didn't have that. Even though there were a lot of people traveling one place and the other. V'ikada Amri, and others say, no, Heicha D'taru Kitana. It was a place where they soak the flax, which is very smelly, and it's not a pleasant place to be around, and people do not go there. That's not a place where you're going to have a lot of V'alfagav D'huchsgu, and even though they had a chazaka that there were Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon's in that city, V'l'shchicha Shayaros, because it doesn't meet the other qualification of Shchichi Shayaros. And that's why Rabbah was okay returning the get. So again, this was Rabbah paskening lishitaso, that Rabbah paskens lishitaso, that if you have all three qualifications, then you have to be concerned that it belonged to somebody else. Again, three qualifications were it's been lost for a while, there's a lot of travel in this area, so it could have been dropped from somebody else, and we know of another couple that shares the same names. Only when you have all three of those. Since in this particular case, it was missing either qualification number two or qualification number three, we're not sure which, but it was missing one or the other of those qualifications, that's why Rabbah paskin d'alach l'maisa, that you may return this get. Now, why is it that the marshal takes away the words ba'u gita d'ishtakach? What's wrong with saying that we're talking about a get? Isn't that, after all, what the entire conversation is about? So the Rashash writes that Rov Poskin paskin like Rabbi Zeira, who disagrees with Rabbah. And in order that we shouldn't ask, that wait a second, one of the klalim in psak is whenever there's a maisa, when you have machlokas among amorayim, a maisa rav often will tip the scales in favor of that shita. Meaning to say that Rabbah didn't just say this in a Beis Medrash when people were talking and learning. Halacha l'maisa, he did this. He followed through with this. Halacha l'maisa, that would be a great indicator that we paskin that way. So we'd rather not tip the scales in favor of Rabbah to show that he paskin this way in a case of an actual get. And that's why it's dafka by other shtaros, but by a get we don't want a paskin like Rabbah, so therefore we're not going to say that this was a maisa rav that in fact happened by a get. Now that was all Rabbah's way of asking the stira and answering the stira. Rabbi Zeira Rami Masnisna Braisa. Rabbi Zeira asked a similar but slightly different stira, not between two mishnayos, not between our mishnah and the mishnah and gittin, but between the mishnah and gittin and a braisa. Umishani, and he gave his own answer. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah Gittin that we already quoted, if your shliach is bringing get and he loses it, if he finds it immediately, so then it's kosher. If he does not find it immediately, then it's going to be pasul. So apparently we are chosesh, that maybe this get that you found is not the same get that belonged to this couple, that maybe it belonged to a different couple. So instead of asking that that's against our Mishnah, or a minhi, I'll ask that it's against a brisa, matzah get yishubashok. The brisa says if you find a get in the market, pizman shabal moda yachzir leisha, if the husband is moda, that he divorced his wife with this get, so then you could give it back to the woman. But if he's not moda, don't return it to anybody. But katani mias, the brisa says bizman shabal moda yachzir leisha vafil bizman meruba, that apparently even if you found it way later, you're allowed to return it as long as the husband is moda, which means I'm not concerned this belonged to another couple. I believe that this belonged to this couple. So isn't that a stira to the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, which sounds like I have to be concerned that it belonged to another couple? So Rabbi Zeira answers, a Mishani, kan b'mekom she'asheiros metzuyos, kan b'mekom she'ein asheiros metzuyos. It all depends whether there was travel that was restricted or travel was free, and there was a lot of travel in that area. If there's a lot of travel in that area, you cannot return the get because it likely belongs to somebody else. If there was not a lot of travel in that area, you may return the get because it belongs to this couple. And ikata amri vuchshuchsku deloneder v'hainu d'rabba. And some say that Rabbi Zeira also had that third qualification, that not only that it be zman meruba, and not only that it be that travel is common. Some say that Rabbi Zeira, like Rabba, also required that it has to be Huchsak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. And only then would we say that you cannot return the get because you have to be concerned it belongs to somebody else. But Vigadamri, others say within Rabbi Zeira, that Rabbi Zeira never invokes that third qualification. Rabbi Zeira says, I'm already concerned it belongs to somebody else, even if you just have Zman Meruba and Shayoros Mitzuyos. Even without Huchsak Shayoros Mitzuyos, I still think it might belong to somebody else. In which case, there's a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira, not just in how to formulate the question, but in what the answer to the question actually is. So first the Gemara says, well, let's first focus on how they formulated the question differently, then we'll get to how they answered it differently.
So, quick question. So, if you find this document, should you inquire, in other words, let's say that you find the husband, he said, yes, we were divorced, give it to her. What happens if you find the wife first, and she said, yes, we were divorced, give it to me?
No, because she has what to gain from that, yeah. Yeah, the husband has to admit, because she has what to gain from that.
Right? So he has to go back to the husband then.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But you should do the investigation?
Yeah, you got to speak to both parties before you just give back shtaros. I think so. So
don't pick it up in the first
place. I know.
No,
walk away.
By Hashavas Aveda, the Torah says that Losucha Lesalim, you're not allowed to ignore it, right? It's a Losase in the Torah. So, I don't know. By Shtar, it's probably the same. You probably have to. Yeah. In general, whenever you get involved in people's gittin, no one's going to love you for it. It's not a great life choice. But anyway, so Bishlam Rabba Lo Amar Rabbi Zeira. I understand very well. Rabba doesn't want to say like Rabbi Zeira. Now, what we're saying over here is why Rabba asked the stira between two Mishnayos rather than asking a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa the way Rabbi Zeira did. Meaning now we're focusing on how they asked the question differently, not how they answered the question differently. Right? So I understand why Rabba wanted to ask a stira between two Mishnayos, unlike Rabbi Zeira who asked between a Mishnah and a Braisa, because Masnisa Adimilei Lakshuye. It's always better to use Mishnayos than to use Braisas. That's the stronger form of currency in Talmudic discourse. El Rabbi Zeira, my time alomer karaba. But why didn't Rabbi Zeira want to say like Rabba, meaning what was wrong with asking the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Gittin? So Amalach, Rabbi Zeira would respond, our Mishnah doesn't prove anything, because mi katani ha'amar tnu nosen vafil zman ruba. Our Mishnah never said those words, that if the guy says, give the get to my wife, then you can give it to his wife, even if it was zman meruba. The Mishnah never said that. We made that part up. That was a diuk that we made for the Mishnah. All our Mishnah said is that if the husband says, don't give it, then you don't give it. It didn't say that if he says, give it, then even the Zman Meruba, even a long while later, you're going to give it. Dilma Ha'amar Tanu Nosnin, but maybe that you could be Medayik from the Mishnah, Ha'amar Tanu Nosnin, but not like we were Medayik that even if it's Zman Meruba, the altar. But Ha'amar Tanu Nosnin, the diuk to be made is that documented for us, and says, give it. Yeah, give it. But only if it was just lost a few moments ago. Not if it was man meruba. So that's dealing with why each one formulated the question differently than the other. Now we're going to deal with the answer. So again, the way Rabbah understood it was, in order to be concerned that this get belongs to somebody else, three qualifications. Zman meruba, shayaros mitzuyos, Huchzak Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Rabbi Zeira maybe has those same three qualifications. That was the first version of Rabbi Zeira. Or maybe only has the first two qualifications and does not require Huchzak Shnei Yosef and Shimon. So the man diam Rabbi Zeira b'makom shasharos mitzios avgav shalom Huchzak Shnei Yosef and Shimon upliga daraba b'maykom iflegi. In the second version of Rabbi Zeira, where Rabbi Zeira disagrees with Rabba and does not require Huchzak Shnei Yosef and Shimon, what are they arguing about? Why are they arguing in that case? What's the nekudas hamachlokas? So Gemara says the machlokas is in how to understand the Mishnah that had said that kol maisa based in yachzir. The Mishnah said any maisa based in your return. Rabba suffered the katani kol maisa based in areza yachzir deshtakach based in askinan. That whenever we say kol maisa based in yachzir, it means that if you found something in based in. Ubezin kamakom shasheros mitzios, and Bezdin is a well-traversed place. It's a place where people travel through all the time. And the Mishnah says, you still return it. And I'm not worried that maybe it belongs to someone else. Why not? It must be because v'husha huchsuku lo yachsir, lo huchsuku yachsir. That's because when do I have to be concerned it belongs to someone else? Only if I know that there's someone else by the same name. But if there's no one else by the same name, I have no such concern. And that's why Rabba would say, only when you know that there's somebody else by the same name would you have to be choshesh that it belongs to them. Rabbi Zeira, Amar Lach, and Rabbi Zeira would say, no, you can't prove anything from that Mishnah. Mi katani kol maisa bezin shenimtzu bevezdin. What does it say? Any maisa bezin that you happen to find in the bezdin, you have to return. That's not what it says. It says kol maisa bezdin yachzir katani. It says you return any maisa bezin, but ilyolam dishtaka chabroi. Maybe it's talking about where you find the maisa bezin, but not in the bezin. You find it outside of the bezin, where it's not commonly traveled. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying, in such a case, since it's not shayaros mitzios, it's missing qualification number two already. You don't need to come on to qualification number three. It's missing qualification number two. And that's why you're machzir. That's why you return it. Once we're on the topic of resolving the stiros between the Mishnayos, the Gemara says, you know what, there are a couple of other ways to resolve the stiros between the Mishnayos. Again, the stiros between the Mishnayos is that we have one Mishnah that indicates that you do return a shtar that was lost and you found a long while later, and another Mishnah that indicates you do not return a lost shtar that you found a long while later. So the Gemara will just quickly mention the two other resolutions to the stira. Rabbi Yirmiya says, when it says in our Mishnah and in the Braisa that Rabbi Zeira quoted, that if the husband is moda, you could just give the get to the woman. Kigon to kamri edim may olam lochasam l'al get echad shel Yosef ben Shimon. Maybe that's the case is because we actually located the Edom who were signed on it, and they said there is no other Yosef ben Shimon that we ever signed on their get. We only signed on one get of Yosef ben Shimon, and that's how we know that this get belongs to. So even though under normal circumstances I would be worried about another Yosef ben Shimon, but once the Edom verified that there is no other Yosef ben Shimon that they ever signed on, so now I could be confident in returning this get. So it says, well, then it's obvious. I don't need a mission to tell me that. If the Edom verified that it's the only document they ever signed with these names on it, of course you could trust them. So in Mao Detema Lechush Duma Isrami Shma Kishma Ve Edim Ke Edim Kamash Malan. I might have thought that you have to be Choshesh. Not only is Yosef ben Shimon not the only Yosef ben Shimon around, and not only is his wife Rachel Bas Leah not the only Rachel Bas Leah around who's married to Yosef ben Shimon, but that the two Edim that they happen to get signed on their get are the same names as two Edim that the other Yosef ben Shimon and Rachel Bas Leah had signed on their get. So I might have thought you have to be Choshesh even for that. I guess they didn't have so many names. They didn't come up with, they used pretty standard names. I don't know. But the variety of names that people have, they didn't have two names. Now that we have two names and three names, so it's less likely, right? Meaning everyone had one name. So I guess it was more likely that there would be, and even when we started two names, it was always the same name. It was Aryeh Leib, it was Tzvi Hirsch, but now it's like, I'm Aryeh Tzvi, right? Meaning we started mixing and matching and just totally unconnected names. Yeah. Right, okay. They found it in Karnites. Good point, okay. In my shul, in Simchas Torah, my shul is not far from the Ohel. So a group of Chabad young men, Bachrim, come walking for Hakafos. They go to all the local shuls. So every night, every Simchas Torah night, when they're giving out the Atah HaResas, so they were saying, for the last Pasuk in Atah HaResa, Menachem Mendel, who's visiting from the Ohel, and 15 people. Because it's a safe bet. Rav Ashi says, when it says in our Mishnah that if the husband is Modi, you could return the get, and you have to worry that maybe it belongs to someone else who has the same name, Kigon Tekamer, Nekev Yeshbo, because he gave a simen. He said, Nekev Yeshbo B'tzados Plonis. There's a hole in the get next to this letter, so he's able to identify some very clearly identifying characteristic of the get. The Dafka B'tzados Plonis, but he has to be able to identify specifically where the hole is. Aval Nekev Yalma, but if he just says, oh, it's a document with a hole in it, lo, that's not enough of a simen. That's not a simen mufak at all. Ravashi misafkele simanim idaraisi idrabanan. Ravashi was not sure, do we view simanim, even a simen that's eno mufak, to be a dinda oraisa? And if that were the case, then the simen would help even for gittin, for isra v'heter, or no, maybe simen she'eno mufak is something that we allow for hashava saveda, because that's dine mamnus, and we could be a little more makel, because Bezin can control Dine Mamanus, Hefker Bezin Hefker. But when it comes to a get, I'm not going to rely on a simen that's only a simen midrabanan. It would need to be a simen mufak in order for me to be comfortable relying on it for a get. So I guess we should stop there. Okay. Should we, you want me to go further? Yeah? Okay. Okay, so if anyone wants to stick around for another 2 minutes, Rav Rechana Irkas Legita Bei Midrash. Rav Rechana lost the get in the Beis Medrash, and they found it. Amar Isi Mana Isli Bigavei Itviyaseina Isli Bigavei. And he said, "Look, I have a simon and I have Tviyasein. Meaning, I recognize it. I know it's mine." So Adru Neale, they returned the get to him. So Amar Lo Yadani Mishum Simana Adru Neale VeKasavri Simanu Daraisa. They're not sure whether the reason they returned it to him was because he gave a simon and they held that Simanu Daraisa, so you can rely on the simon when it comes to a get. Or they gave it to him because he says he recognized it and he knows this is. And if that were the case, then Dafka Tzor Midraban Avlin Shteyam Alo. They only returned it to him because he's him, because he's a Chashvat Al Mechachim, so we trust him when he says that he recognizes it. But we would not have given it to anybody else with a Tvius Aina. In general, Tvius Ayin is considered greater than a Simen, even greater than a Simen Muvhak. Meaning, if I tell you, oh, give this get to that woman, she's the one with the blonde Shetel and the whatever, right? I can give you all these Simanim. That's not as strong as if you know her, and I say, give it to Plonis, and I don't give you any simanim, but you know her, right? That we have no questions on. We don't have to question that, because it's VSI and is generally considered stronger than a sim. It's just a question of ne'emanus on VSI, and so we believe it's Talmud Chacham about ne'emanus on VSI. Okay, have a great day, everybody.